This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Ancient Ones.
There's a monster in my podcast.
You may be asking, are these the old ones? Are these the great old ones? Are these the elder things? No, these are just the Ancient Ones.
Yes. We're going to get a lot of the old ones, the great ones, the old great ones, all of that stuff.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. And also, one of the things that I didn't anticipate, I guess, in going into the season, get ready for Dreamlands, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
We got some Dreamlands coming. welcome to the Dreamlands.
Yeah.
You know, we've definitely talked about that before. Yeah. These guys are cool, though. Mm-hmm. This is not bad Dreamlands.
This is good.
Things are great.
I like these, especially because we're at a series of gates.
Yes.
These are the ultimate gate. And one gates presumes there are, there are at least, five gates before them.
Mm-hmm. You pick up your weapons
and then fight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But these are a bunch of robed grotesque figures who stand atop hexagonal pedestals, and they wait for people to come to them, and then they offer their judgment as to whether or not they're going to pass between the worlds
to the next gate. Because this is when Randolph Carter was going through the gates of the Silver Key. They are neither good nor evil.
Right.
They just they judge you. They can help you out if you're good. They can also punish you if you're imprudent, which I really like.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, maybe you didn't bring enough cliff bars for the journey.
are you hydrated?
Yeah. The Ancient Ones are going to get you.
Yeah.
There. I love that they don't walk. They just glide over things in their cloaks. And they don't have a let me see in the stat block here. I had to scroll past the thing.
No.
Yeah. If you actually see them without their cloaks on, it is one of the bigger sanity hits you can get.
Yeah.
Which is a 1d20 if you make the check. So if you succeed, you're taking 1d20 points of a maximum of 100.
No.
And if you fail, you're taking 1d100.
Yeah.
Like, they are just horrendous under these robes.
Yeah. Totally concealed by these cloaks, utter madness and destruction befall any who would see an Ancient One unveiled.
Yep. They can touch you with 100%. accuracy, and that can be instant destruction as well. Like, these things are not fucking around.
Right. Like, this is some kind of greater cosmic arbiter, which I am pretty down for. I also like that, you know, they say the Ancient Ones may turn people's dreams to reality or send dreamers to other times and places, because, like, the goal when you're going to them is you're looking for kind of ultimate transport, essentially, to different times and realities and things like that. This is a way to achieve that.
Randolph Carter's whole thing was to get to this, like, city in the Dreamlands and live there.
Yes.
And he did, and he became, like, a god and stuff there. It's, like, the weird, rare Lovecraft success story. It was him wanting that for himself. Like, he basically Mary Sued himself.
Yes.
You know, into success with what he wanted, which was to go through and get judged by robed figures and being judged, you know, good.
Yeah. What I don't understand is the sidebar here that talks about them being associated with Yog-Sothoth. Which Yog-Sothoth, you know, is also a gate, but it's real tenuous to me.
They met at a gate meetup.
Oh yeah. GateCon.
You know? Yeah. They met at GateCon. they didn't meet up / gates. They met on our gates. and they were just like, hey, are you a gate? Yeah, I'm a gate. They put gate for gate on Tinder, you know, on Grindr.
The gates are open. A little bit of kink.
Relationship status, gates are open.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.